Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
So the Leafs are down again, and I thought a fairly even match. You know, nobody scored, I don't think, right? Till like, was it the beginning of the third or close to the end of the second?
Second, I think it was, yeah.
Was it in the second that someone finally scored? That's okay.
Watching through my tears.
Yeah. Listen, the first loss was bad. I don't look at yesterday's loss as that terrible. I thought it was fairly evenly matched as much as I know about the game of hockey. I'm still confident that Saturday night they can tie this up again. As you said earlier, if they lose, good luck.
Yeah, and you can't. This is a must-win game on Saturday, right? Yeah, because you can't go down 3-1 to Boston with, you know, three games left. You got to, right, you expecting to go into Boston and win twice.
How many F-bombs do you think Sheldon Keefe dropped in the last week? Probably set a new record.
Probably a lot. Yeah. His job is on the line, mm-hmm, right? As well as Brendan Shanahan. You know, this is a new regime, right? There's a new president in MLSE, yep, with Keith Pelly taking over, Brad Treliving, taking over as general manager this year. Kyle Dubas paid the price last year. You know, the shoe will drop here, and there's always pressure in Toronto to win, but even more so now. And
do you think Shanahan would get fired before the new GM?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the honeymoon, I've said for almost 5 years now that the honeymoon's been over for Leaf fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an interesting experiment with Leaf fans, you know, in a home game in the playoffs, in a series tied, where Leaf fans, like, it's almost like they're expecting disappointment every year, right? Like they go in more trepidatious or looking for disappointment more than they're looking for excitement.
You know what? I think that's probably true in life. If you've had your heart broken, yes, in relationships many times, uh-huh, you're not trusting and you just think, wow, this is going to end in misery.
Yeah. It's more every series that starts for Leaf fans, it's like, well, how is this one going to go bad? Yeah.
How are they going to break my heart again?
The perpetual pessimists.
Yep.
That there are. And, you know, I think the conversation for many Leaf fans out of last night will be about referees and calls and, you know, why wasn't Marchand and Bertuzzi, you know, whistled down before Boston scored their first goal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leafs opened the scoring and then Boston, you're replying quickly. And that was the theme last night. The problem is that even if the Leafs get the power play, they stink on it. They're 0 for 5 last night. And that is a massive problem. And it's a Nylander issue. It really is. In my opinion, Nylander is a human zone entry, where he's stick handling through the neutral zone is so good, and his speed that he can gain the zone with control. And that's what's important, getting the puck under control on the power play. And the Leafs power play has suffered as a result of it. It's 10% lower in the playoffs than it was in the regular season. Now, Boston's a good team, and they can defend, but it's easier to defend without Nylander there. And when you put all of your eggs into four baskets, like the Toronto Maple Leafs has, if that one of those isn't there, you're in trouble.
I'm sorry, I just nodded off.
I know.
I have this question for you.
Okay.
I just saw this on X, and I thought it was interesting. In the second period, at the 13-minute mark, there was a commercial break. So they're all out there just kind of skating around,
yes,
waiting for the commercial break to, uh-huh, end. And Domi threw a hit at Swayman,
yes,
knocked him down.
Yeah, they ran into each other.
No, he hit him deliberately. And
well, no, they ran into each other, but Domi initiated that contact. And why you're skating around out in front of the goaltender at that point? And after that point, Boston woke up.
Yeah.
And see,
I'm watching it again. It looks like he took his arm and his stick and hit him with,
yeah,
it.
And it was a stupid move. And you know what's interesting? The interesting part about Max Domi is that, you know, I called him a junior, and he was incredibly talented. Like, he's a very high-skilled hockey player. He's not his father.
He's acting like his father.
Well, and that, you know, he always has had a bit of his father in him, in the sense that he can disturb some stuff,
yeah,
when he's out there and doesn't mind playing that kind of role.
He certainly looks like his old man.
He relishes in it.
Yeah.
But he's not, you know, the pure fighter. He is a goal scorer. Now he's older. And And you're looking, again, without Nylander, your top line is now Austin Matthews with Bertuzzi and Domi. Mm. And the story so far for the Leafs in this series has been discipline of Bertuzzi and Domi. Well, if they're in the box, then Austin Matthews isn't out there. Right. And that's a huge problem.
So you think it sparks Boston rather than sparking the Leafs? When, because sometimes you'll see, like at the beginning of the first game, you saw the two guys, I don't remember who they were, the puck drops and they're on the wing and they're right. elbowing each other and smacking each other
yeah.
around.
I mean, Domi was one of them, yeah.
And I guess that sparks, but this kind of stuff you doesn't.
Know, it's interesting because for Leaf fans, the guy that they would have been afraid of in this series on their own team would have been Ryan Reeves, right? Who likely wouldn't be playing if Bobby McMahon and William Nylander were available. Mm. But Ryan Reeves has not been a problem for the Leafs in this series. In fact, the fourth line's been really good.
Yeah.
And Reeves last night had a shift where he threw a huge hit and that sparks the team.
Yeah.
The problem guys have been the guys that they need to score in Bertuzzi and Domi, who, yes, they've scored a goal each, but they're not contributing to the offense as much as they're contributing to the problems of the Maple Leafs right now.
We shall see Saturday night. Hold it together, people. Take your meds.
Oh, man.
You know, as we make our way through this life, dealing with others can sometimes be a lot. And there are those of us who walk through life oblivious to anything around them. It's just me.
Right.
I'm maybe sometimes too much. I'm so far the other way. I'm so aware of others around me and I'm so aware of not getting in anybody's way.
I would put myself in that category.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes to my own detriment.
Right.
You know.
Well, and, you know, I guess it's the passive aggressive personality, right? The aggressive personality is more the kind that's me, and get out of my way. I'll do what I want. The passive aggressive is, I may talk like that sometimes, but yeah. more often than not, you know, like merging is the great example. Of, all right, fine, just, you know.
I know.
You annoy the hell out of me, but just get in. And I don't know where, by the way, not to dive too far off topic, where the wave has disappeared to. Like when people,
right,
like, you know, barge in front of you, that used to be the courtesy, yeah, my bad. Now that wave has disappeared. Like we just don't care anymore.
No.
And gets me fuming.
Well, I guess that's one of the good things about this job is it lets us release all that angst that we carry around out
right.
there on a daily basis. A website asked people to submit their suggestions for sidewalk etiquette
Ooh.
That we should all follow. And this is true not just on sidewalks, but anywhere in malls, airports, you know, wherever yeah. you're roaming around. They got about 400 people to weigh in. And here are some of the common responses. Keep it to the right. Stay on the right side. Allow for people to walk the opposite direction on your left.
Like right. when you're driving. I would say much like the road.
Yeah.
And also, the slower you go, the further right you go.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the road. Like, there's a fast lane for yeah. walking.
Yeah.
And same goes, obviously, for, like, moving sidewalks or escalators.
Move quickly, never stop. Busy sidewalks operate like highways, and if you're not walking forward at a normal pace with your head up, step aside.
Right, yeah. Well, and the phone is probably the big issue
yeah.
here, right?
Yeah, and I have to hop on my phone if I'm at the mall or something, but I tuck into a corner somewhere.
Right.
I get the hell out of the way. Zero hate for seniors. And listen, I was... This is my patience level. I walked into a grocery store a couple of days ago. I had to walk, I don't know, 30 feet, 40 feet maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I was behind this old man and his wife.
Right.
Assuming it's his wife. They were holding hands. Maybe it's his lover. I don't know. They were dawdling along so slowly.
Right.
So slowly, in fact. That we were backed up. It was gridlock. There was like three people behind me. But you just gotta let them do their thing.
The entrance and the exits is where I tend to run into that.
Yeah.
I'll avoid lanes.
Yeah.
If necessary. If it's too busy, I'll be like, we're just not eating that tonight, I guess.
Yeah, it is said zero hate for seniors. There's a hierarchy on the sidewalks and seniors get the highest priority.
Oh, really?
Dog walkers are also up there, people say.
Okay.
Assuming they're actually walking their dog. Tourists and business people on the move are next.
Wow, that's interesting, because I would think sidewalk, when I'm walking the dog, I steer out of the way. In fact, Coop knows now that if he sees someone coming the opposite direction on a sidewalk, he'll skirt towards the road automatically, because he gave him a wide berth.
Yep.
Right? Like, I'm the one walking the animal.
Yeah.
And if I'm concerned about the animal barking or intimidating someone, I would certainly want to get out of the way. I just think, you know, the also, I would add to that one too, and I don't know if it's on there, that you dropped a single file.
It is on here.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. The group with the lowest priority, and I agree 100% with this, they should always 100% be the lowest priority in all situations. Parents with kids are pushing a stroller. Get to the back of the bus. Teenagers, joggers, and people riding things like e-bikes or scooters. That's interesting that joggers are down low on the priority list, but dogs are up high, because joggers, they're jogging.
Right.
They're getting out of your way. They're running around you.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, pedestrian walkways are designed for walkers. Joggers tend to be going a little too fast for the walking crowd. They're weaving in and out.
So here's what you just brought up. Three is a crowd. If you're walking with a group, especially on a narrow sidewalk, walk too wide or single file.
Right, yeah. And you got to break that down. Like, every now and then you'll come across, you know, like a group, usually it's like teenagers, and it's this real kind of game of chicken.
Yes,
that
it is.
Starts to happen,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who's moving? Who's backing off? And is there a group mentality where they're just like, well, we're taking over?
And the final thing that people say when it comes to sidewalk etiquette, don't spit.
Okay.
It's gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Nobody wants to have to walk around it. I tell you, nothing drives me more crazy, and this is the passive aggressive in me, is when I'm in the mall and there's somebody walking with their head down, and they're walking right towards me and their head's down looking at their phone.
Right, yeah.
Now, it depends on who it is. If it's a 350-pound biker, I'll move around him.
Yeah.
If it's an 87-pound 14-year-old, I stop and let him hammer into me. As I've mentioned, at the Venn Ranch, we're basically living on air and a prayer now. We don't eat or drink anything. Well, I still do, but the lovely Maria is really. We've changed our diet considerably in the last while, eating a lot more veggies and a lot less meat and more meatless proteins. And it can be challenging. I'm not going to say it's an easy path. And lots of times I'm digging around for recipes, but I happened to stumble upon yesterday on Netflix, You Are What You Eat, the twins experiment.
Oh, I told you about this one.
Yeah, yeah, you did. And it's four episodes and it's one season, and it's quite interesting. And they not only do these kind of experiments over 8 weeks on these group of twins. One eats meat, one eats veggie, and they have them working out and doing all sorts of different things. And then they're testing their blood and their pee and their poop and everything.
Right.
To see if twins who have the most, you know, close DNA to one another, if eating meat or eating veggies makes a huge difference. And that's all very interesting. But what I found more interesting and disturbing was just how we farm animals. And
there's a real expose on the yeah. industries that happens throughout that documentary as well.
Now,
not just the science of the twins.
That's right. And you could look at it and go, okay, well, this is just very much anti-meat and they're not showing, you know, any
right.
of the other sides of it. And yeah, okay, there could be that to it. But I gotta tell you, I'm torn, because chicken is one of those meats that almost all agree, if you're going to eat a meat, you should eat chicken.
It
doesn't have a lot of fat. It's lean. You eat the breast. Good protein.
Right.
All of that. So it's a healthy meat. But damn, those chickens get tortured.
They're not healthy living.
No, it's very, very sad. Even the whole bit on salmon. Here's a fish that we go on and on. Eat fish, eat fish, eat fish. Get more fish in you. Salmon's the best. Full of this, that, and the other thing. And I like sushi as much as the next person. But the way they farm those salmon.
Right.
Holy cow. It's disturbing.
Yeah. And what goes into, you know, raising cattle. Mm-hmm. Right. And just, you know, the farms, the systems that they have, how dirty.
Yeah.
Like everything is kept.
So gross.
It really is something, like, to the point where, you know, I don't think I could survive that vegan diet for 8 hours, let alone 8 weeks. You know what? I might last 8 days if I had what they had. And that is, you know, a team of people helping you and meals prepared for you. Mm. But, you know, after that documentary, after watching that, I said to Adrian, I was like, I think we need to at least explore some of the kind of beyond meat or natural meat like products that are out there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting for me personally. I mean, as I've shared with you my back problems, I've given up. Well, it's only been a week. But I've given up on the hot sauce.
And your backside problems. Yeah.
But me and my roids. I'm raising sons down there. I'm Doc Vegan. I'm harvesting my own. Anyhow, I gave up the hot sauce. And with that, I haven't had any potato chips either in an entire week.
Okay.
And in the morning when I go home now, I am hungry. So I have started, and I've been doing this now for the better part of this week. Yeah, every day this week. I bought strawberries, blueberries, grapes, and Greek yogurt.
Okay.
And I chop them up and I mix them. Now, and I have a pretty healthy bowl full of that.
Yep.
While I'm putting away dishes and such. But I find myself still really peckish. Mm. Like, it's not filling that void.
Right.
You know, and then I realize, well, because I'm starving myself of carbs now, right? Yeah. I'm not eating the chips. So then I end up having a few crackers just to fill it out. But the problem for many is, and maybe this would be why for you, not so much that you dislike vegetables, but I think that if you were to go to a vegan diet, as they said in the documentary, you'd have to eat so much of it to make you feel full
void,
and satisfied.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know? Whereas a hunk of steak and some potatoes takes care of it.
Yes.
Although if you were even to eat more, say, carbs like potatoes,
yeah,
rather than say the steak, and if you cooked them in a healthy way,
right,
like baked or yeah, whatever, with all the butter, salt and pepper, you know, that might do you well too.
Yeah, that would probably help.
I mean, carbs are a problem because they put on weight. Like, it's really hard to balance all of this, you know?
You know what? I just found it a very interesting documentary, a very interesting experiment, mm-hmm, because this is one of the first times that they had taken identical twins. So basically identical subjects, right? Yeah. They've done many studies where they take a group here and a group there. One gets a vegan diet, one gets a omnivore or a carnivore diet, right? But they haven't had, you know, pure results in the sense that everyone's metabolisms are different, right, and everyone is, their makeup is different. Twins aren't like that. And right, so to do a twin experiment was actually very interesting.
I like the part where they got to watch porn.
Yeah,
that I was intrigued.
That was part of it.
That was part of it. Cause they realized that if you eat too much meat, it slows down your blood flow.
Right.
And so as you age, you're not getting the erections you maybe might once have had.
Uh-huh.
And even for the women who were watching the porn, those two women were funny because they only liked Asian animated porn.
It was interesting to see everyone's taste.
Yeah, everybody's
beyond
taste.
What they were eating, yeah, also what they liked in the boudoir.
And the other thing that I thought was very interesting was that Michelin restaurant in New York City
switched their menu.
It was a 3-star. It cost $350 a person U.S. to eat in this place.
Yeah.
So that's a $700 dinner, and they bailed on the meat and have gone all vegan. Now, listen, I'll eat a broccoli, but not for $700. You better bring me the whole cow for $700. Well, here's an interesting little fun fact about Billie Eilish. She is very much into self-loving.
Oh.
So much so, she says in an interview, I should have a PhD in masturbation.
Wow, something you and Billie Eilish have in common.
I had my PhD twice by the time I was 15. I knew all about it.
You're the Doogie Howser.
Oh, yeah. I could have taught the course. Oh, my gosh. That's, again, one of those first moments. When you first figure out how that works.
That does that.
I'm just never leaving the house. Mom and Dad, I have to announce something over dinner. I'm quitting school. I found my passion.
Right.
and it's in my pants. Yeah, good on her. Listen, you, there's nothing wrong with it. We all do it. And if you say you don't, you're a liar. And if you can't love yourself, Lucky, you cannot love another.
Right.
Yeah. Self-pleasure, she says, is an enormous, enormous part of my life and a huge, huge help for me. I can't stress it enough as someone with extreme body issues.
Yeah, she's gone through a lot, and certainly, you know, body image has been a big part of the conversation when it comes to her, not only her own feelings about herself, but pressure that people put on her, which is too completely unfair.
Now, I support her 100%. I applaud her for it. Do what you need to do. You're taking care of yourself, and that's great. Now, here's, I think, where I know her and I differ. I would assume this might be the same for you, Lucky. She particularly enjoys masturbating in front of a mirror.
Oh, no.
Well, then who's going to clean the mirror? No, I've never seen my old face. I don't want to see my old face. I have heard it looks similar to a dog eating cheese. So, I don't think we're licking peanut butter off a spoon. No, I particularly enjoy rooftops.
Okay.
That's my go-to. Now, I will admit this. I put a lot of work into myself loving.
Okay.
Like if I don't have any, like, video or magazine at hand.
Help.
AIDS. I build a whole scenario in my head. Like, I think of some woman, and I'm usually wearing a cape of some sort.
Oh, really?
I'm usually the hero in this scenario. And
I'm picturing Damon Wayans in Handyman.
I mean,
a skit that can never be done again.
I've got the MGM Grand Music star. It's a whole movie.
Great. That seems like a lot of effort for a few minutes of shame.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, why would you want a mirror? Like, you've got to be some kind of confident. Although, well, that's something Billie Eilish says she struggles with.
Right. The other thing, too, is let's face it. Women are beautiful. I've witnessed on film women doing the self-loving. And let me say, it looks a lot better them doing it than us.
Right. But there are a lot of them are acting, though.
I don't think so. Men look like we're tugging a rope to secure a boat.
And the boat's getting away.
Yeah, it is.
There's that panic involved. Yeah. Where, uh-oh. The rope's the nearest end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Securing a boat with a dog eating cheese. There's a lot going on in this imagery.
See how I can't add 2 + 2, but this is just things that pop into my head.
You cannot put a mirror in front of that.
No.
Oh.
No, it's all not good. The other thing, too, is I'm always very jealous of women because, for the most part, I'm sure there's those who have some, I don't know, stuff.
Right. What?
Like we have. So when we, Lucky, I'll explain it to you because obviously you've never masturbated.
I just still got a lot of images going on and now you're just putting stuff out there.
We release the baby batter.
Oh, release. Okay, gotcha.
So I know that some women release.
Right.
I've seen this on film as well.
I've heard that it happens.
Yeah, and I've never witnessed it myself.
Never caused that reaction.
The only reaction I get is sorrow. But women can do the self-loving and get on with their day.
Right, yeah.
We've got to hide our sins. We've got to find a way to make sure no one knows this happened.
Once your tugboat's left the dock.
Right. And your wife yells down from the laundry room, "Have you done this again on a Wednesday?" Anyhow, good on Billie Eilish. I say I support her 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Beyoncé did something.
Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Move along.
Beyoncé enjoys masturbating. I bet she does. Beyoncé did something very nice. She has a new friend. His name is Tyler. He's from the Philippines, and he's just 2 years old.
Okay.
Tyler went viral on TikTok for asking his mom where Beyonce is and if he could meet her because she's his friend.
At 2 years old?
At two, yeah.
Okay.
And the video got to Beyonce. Of course it does, because through the power of Queen Bee's internet profile, millions of views were seen and it got to her. And then so she sent little Tyler blue and white roses and a big stuffed blue unicorn.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh, man, look out, Beyonce. Imagine the amount of videos that are coming your way now.
Oh, yeah. The mom is just overwhelmed. She says it's so nice, and Tyler may be too young to remember this, but I'll always remind him to dream big and shoot for the stars. Beyonce sent my baby flowers.
So right.
That's very nice. Now, Taylor Swift, she doesn't give, she just takes. Greedy is what she is.
Right.
The Tortured Poets Department, landed on Friday and has now set another Spotify record. If you remember when it launched on Friday, in a single day it had 300 million streams. Well, it has now surpassed 1 billion streams in a week.
Wow, and that's less than a week.
Yeah, by a day, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's today. It's probably, this record's probably broken yesterday.
Right.
Like yeah. 5 days.
And she never sent nobody no unicorn. Somebody decided to figure out what the biggest animal stars of all time were. And Rin Tin Tin tops the list. He was a German shepherd who was rescued by an American soldier on a battlefield in France during World War I. And he went on to make 27 movies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the most famous?
That's the most famous. Then Buddy from the 1997 basketball flick Air Bud.
Okay.
He died in 98, so he wasn't in any of the sequels. There was a raven named Jimmy who was in both The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life.
All right.
Higgins the dog got his break in a sitcom in the 1960s called Petticoat Junction. But what he was best known for was in 1974. He was Benji, and that was a big hit. There were several sequels after. He died shortly after. So his daughter, Higgins' puppy daughter,
okay,
took over the role. Kiko the Orca, I think I'm saying that right, from Free Willy.
Right, yes.
Yeah, remember that movie? The movie actually brought a lot of attention to the plight of killer whales in captivity. Poor Kiko, though, was released into the wild in 2002 and died the following year.
Uh-huh.
Crystal the Monkey, probably best known for the part in Hangover Part 2. But this monkey works. Crystal got her start in George of the Jungle, was in The Fablemans, Steven Spielberg's 2022 movie. She was in Dr. Doolittle, Night of the Museum, Malcolm in the Middle. She worked a lot. 3:10 to Yuma, The Big Bang Theory. But Marcel doesn't make the list. Marcel the monkey on Friends.
Yeah, there are really a couple of famous dogs. I think there'd be a few Jack Russells in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one from Frasier.
Right. Right. Yeah, that would have been a good one.
The one from The Mask, Jim Carrey's movie.
Was there a dog in that?
The dog put the mask on at one point in time.
Okay.
And it was highly involved.
What about Lassie?
What about The Littlest Hobo?
Right. What about The Littlest Hobo?
Right.
Dumb list. Owen Wilson loves to masturbate. No. Owen Wilson turned down $12 million to masturbate.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's not about Owen Wilson. He turned down $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. This director says he backed out of the deal after Owen had read the whole script and realized it suggested O.J. was innocent. The director reached out to Owen and said, what are you thinking? He says, if you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how O.J. didn't do it, you've got to be kidding.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So he turned down $12 million.
Good for him. I mean, you would think that would probably be a bit of a career suicide for him.
Right.
Being attached to that project.
What's his brother's name? Luke? Yeah. Luke took the role. If you're heading to the ocean, going to a beach this summer, don't worry about Jaws. We should be more afraid of Bambi. Did you know deers are much more deadly to us each year than sharks, alligators, bears, and venomous snakes combined?
Combined. Wow.
There are just two deaths in North America by shark attack in 2023. Each year, deers account for 59,000 human injuries and 440 deaths.
These are probably due to road accidents?
Probably. Yeah, cars hitting deers. I was watching
or swerving to avoid them, yeah.
A documentary about the issue with elephants and humans, the battle they're having in Sri Lanka, because Sri Lanka is having, I guess, a bit of an economic boom, and with that, you know, their civil war ended, and after that they were building homes and factories, and so with that they're moving out and out and out more into the wilderness. And so elephants need vegetation to survive for their diet, and they need a lot of it. So what they do is they come out at night and they start going into farmers' fields and eating the food. So then the farmers start shooting flares at them to try to scare them away.
Right.
But elephants are incredibly smart, and there's these roads that go through the national parks, and the elephants will storm out into the road to try to, like, sideswipe or T-bone cars and vans and vehicles to stop it from going in because they think it's going into the park to take their food.
Gotcha.
And it was a really interesting story. And these people, the people who live in these villages, in these little towns that are popping up, they literally take shifts at night, staying up all night to scare off the elephants. But sometimes the elephants don't play, and they charge them. And you don't want an elephant charging at you.
No.
Yeah, it was really interesting. God, they're just beautiful, beautiful creatures, but they're just so huge.
Mm-hmm.
The longest border between any two countries is, of course, the border between the U.S. and us. It's 8,891 kilometers. Just over 2,000 K longer than any other border in the world.
Long wall.
You need a lot of... Yeah, go to Home Depot and buy the wood for that. What about doing a wall about 8,000 kilometers long? What would you charge me for that? Converse All-Stars are technically basketball shoes, but no one's worn them in the NBA since a player on the Atlanta Hawks named Tree Rollins in 1980.
Okay.
Nobody wears them anymore.
Yeah, well, the original Chucks, they were just that, the basketball shoe, right?
Yep.
Now they need more support in their high tops.
Yeah, they're a little floppy. Meatloaf's album Bat Outta Hell came out in 1977. It still sells approximately 200,000 copies a year.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where your parents had it and you loved it, so you buy it and your kids heard it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's the one album, I'm sure there's others, but it's the one I can think of, that when I've had a few, I can drink, of course I can, I can drink, and I can sing song for song every lyric.
Oh, really?
Yeah, front to back. And I've done it around some campfires, and I've had some neighbors yell at me. Shut the hell up! It's 2 o'clock in the morning, go to bed. Canada, New Zealand, and Australia have removed our 1 cent, our penny, from circulation. And it's a good idea to get rid of it because a penny costs about 3 times its value just to make.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It is one of the more annoying things about traveling in the States, mm-hmm, is having to deal with not only the change, but even the dollar bill.
Like, right.
It is so crazy that they're still using the dollar bill and then the penny on top of that too. When you go to make change and when you're leaving the country, most of it probably gets thrown away at the airport.
Yeah. Well, what did we learn the other day? Like $63 million in change gets lost every year. And the fact that they're all green bills. I mean, we were smart in giving each bill a different color.
We were mocked by that. And then they made board games that did exactly that.
Right.
Right. And then they said, well, yours looks like Monopoly money. It's like, no, Monopoly, basically copied ours.
Human beings have explored less than 5% of the world's ocean floors.
Wow.
Only 5%.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Only 4% of people have never had a headache.
Never?
Yeah.
That many? 4%? That's a lot of people who never had a headache.
I guess in the grand scheme of the entire world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go
guess
through
they never had kids.
Right. I'm more of a pain in the ass. I go through phases. Like, I remember getting migraines quite a bit. Not terrible knock-me-out migraines, but,
right,
you know, my mom, oh, my God, she suffered horribly. She'd have to be in a room with the lights off and for days.
Never had a migraine.
No?
Well,
you want one?
You're the closest thing to it. I've had headaches and maybe bad headaches before, but I feel like migraine became one of those overused terms where people who were maybe just had a headache were complaining that they had a migraine.
Well, you know it if you have one.
Right.
Because it goes around your entire head, yes. into your neck, into your jaw sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's it. Sometimes you can just have a headache.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like you can have a cold without being hospitalized.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, that's right.
Perrier is naturally carbonated, but the carbon dioxide that makes the bubbles is removed when it's purified, so then they add carbonation back in artificially.
That seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Jameson sells more Irish whiskey in this side of the pond than any other brand combined. Bushmills is second, but Jameson outsells them by 1,300%.
Most of it to you and Doug Elliott.
Yeah, more Dougie than me. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's got a cupboard with just a gallon drum in it.
Well, now that he's got family in Ireland,
yeah,
he's basically Irish again, right?
I think so. And your body contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold.
Oh.
That's worth roughly one penny.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.